Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Coming up here at 4:30, the return of Who Sucks Less, but first time for a few emails from the men's room at KISW.com.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
A few from our question on the annoying thing that you had to deal with in a place you lived. Guys, oh man, the loud upstairs neighbors in my apartment that sounded like they were tap dancing at 1 a.m. every night. Guys, I had a downstairs neighbor leave for weeks and leave her alarm clock set for 5 a.m. I could hear it clearly through the floor. I had to ask the manager to go in and turn it off. I couldn't take it. That is one thing that you really need to pay attention to, and you never think about it when you check into a hotel room. Now, I'm not even sure how to use an alarm clock that's not my own.
Right.
I mean, if it's somebody else's, I got to figure it out. But I have definitely, and especially the hotel that I stay in down in DuPont a lot of the times, there's a lot of military guys are coming in. That alarm goes off at 4:30. It is not even a reasonable time. It is, oh my God, what time is it?
You know
that
what?
Alarm, and then it takes me about 15 minutes to figure out how to shut the damn thing off.
Oh, because it's set.
It's set.
Yeah.
Typically, I just unplug it because I'm just like, I can't deal with this. But yeah, even if I looked at it, I probably wouldn't know it was set.
I'm going to start doing that. I never thought to do that, but before I check out, set it for like 5 a.m.
Oh, they get up earlier than that, man.
Nobody looks. You never think to check the alarm clock unless you're setting it for yourself. It would never occur to me. But now I'm like, you know what, man? Before I check out, we're setting that bitch to 5 a.m.
Maybe I'll do that this weekend.
Do it, man.
I just think about
it. Do it right when you leave.
Because the cell phones, I just feel like everybody.
Right. You'll put it on your phone.
I would never think to set the one in the
hotel. Oh, you will now.
Okay, here's my thing. I wouldn't trust it. Because it's not the one I would normally set. So I would be afraid, yes, I'll set it.
Right.
Will it work?
Sure.
You know, that would be my thing. Or do I have it on the wrong AM, PM thing?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Honestly, I'll still use the wake-up call.
Really?
Yeah.
That's convenient.
Yeah. Just as an extra fail-safe.
Last time I got a wake-up call at a hotel was to throw me out.
Well, that's a weird thing. It does shock.
I know.
Hey, is this Mr. Hill? Yeah. Yeah, it's the general manager. Cool. What can I do for you? Can you come see me? All right. Give me like 10 minutes. All right.
I've said it before. That is one of the few times, like, I think it had been a week after and we had all been to work. Everybody was very quiet about it.
Oh, yeah.
And I was just like, I didn't really know. I asked Bob. I was like, yeah, it was fine. But it was like, something's up. And then I had to find out as I ran into Batman at a at a Kraken game.
All right.
And he's like, oh, did you hear that story from last weekend? I said, no, God, please tell me. Give me a scoop. And I guess he had heard it from Castle. And I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's been long enough now. Yeah. I don't mind joking.
But honestly, that's my last wake-up call that I get from a hotel.
Oh, it's alarming when that phone rings.
Yeah,
oh,
that's what I thought.
Because you're not even used to hearing a phone ring, period.
Yeah.
So when it rings, it definitely wakes you up. Even when you, so, and it typically happens like when you're on a holiday at a nicer place or just a more of a vacation destination.
Yeah.
Like as soon as you check into the hotel room, as soon as they have to bring the bags up for you, whatever the deal is, you walk in the hotel room, you take a crap, whatever, all of a sudden the phone's ringing.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, well, I was just down at the front desk. You pick up the phone. They're like, if there's anything that we can help you with throughout the weekend. I'm like, I would ask you down there, man.
Like we've just literally make, been just apart
making sure
for
your room's
5 minutes.
Okay. Like, yeah, man, you made the towel into a swan on the bed. Things are fine. Cool. Like, it's nice. Oh, what else?
Dude, I told you when I was 21, first I went to Vegas, we got so day drunk, we called for wake-up calls at, like, midnight because we passed out. And then we woke up at, like, 3 a.m. and there's a message. And they're like, Mr. Smith, Mr. Perkins, we sent security up. They entered the room. You guys appeared extra tired. That you, everybody was fine, so we didn't wake you up. I hope that's okay.
Yes.
It's like they just didn't want to say, like, hey, drunkards.
Yeah. Guys, I own a condo, and I constantly have to smell marijuana smoke from my neighbors, and I hate it. We had a story about somebody who actually went to court over that. It was D.C.?
Yeah, and won.
It was D.C., yeah.
What, his neighbor was smoking weed?
The guy was smoking weed, and the woman couldn't take it. I guess it always smelled like a skunk or whatever, and he was.
And
like,
I believe it was two separate houses.
Yeah,
not
he
even
was like,
apart.
"Look, man, I'm not Snoop Dogg. I only smoke it once a day." And Mike, as you said, there's no way in hell.
No,
this guy only lit up one time a day.
Well, when my sister and brother-in-law moved out, they were on the third floor of a very small apartment out there in Issaquah, and their downstairs neighbors that moved in, there was no smoking that was allowed on the premises of this place. Like, you had to walk all the way off the actual premises of the complex to go and smoke. The folks that moved in underneath them, they went out onto the balcony and they draped tarps around the entire area, and they would just chief cigarettes underneath there. And that wouldn't be awful, but it leached all the way up to the floor of the patio of the balcony that my sister and brother-in-law lived in, and they would get that smoke billowing in every night, dude. Every night.
And cigs are just different.
Yes.
The smell doesn't go away.
Right.
No. Also, if you're ever in that situation as an adult, like, just they're called smoke buddies. They're very affordable.
What's smoke buddy?
You ever use back in the day when you put like air fresheners in a tube?
Yeah.
Kind of like a floof?
Yep.
So the smoke buddy just has a charcoal filter in there.
Oh, okay.
And when blow into it, it just kind of exhales. And I have heard it cuts down.
That's what you've
Some
heard.
People have said it works very well.
They have. Guys, these ass hats that have been my neighbors now for 5 years, they let their yippy tiny dog run loose. Got toddlers in Essie diapers, sticking their hands through the fence, harassing my dog.
Jesus Christ.
And wandering the streets, they built a ramshackle shed in their backyard and got folks living in it. Then last month, the sheriff raided that shed while tracking a guy who was waving around a gun at a daycare up the road.
Jesus.
There's even body cam footage of that. And one more. Old gentleman, back when I got married, had an apartment in Kirkland. For a full month, in the middle of the night, we get calls from a fax machine. Never found out who was doing it. But very annoying. Stay weird, guys.
That's funny, though.
Time for a couple of birthdays here, brought to you by Men's Room Roasted Red Salsa from San Juan Salsa Company.
Step responsibly.
Let's see what we got here. All of the I want to wish my friend Broden a happy 18th birthday. Couldn't get a Your Penis Is Too Small, a Suck It Up Cupcake, and the Captain talking about how he celebrated his 18th. Thanks, guys. Love the show. That from John.
The penis is too small.
So suck it up, cupcake.
Ooh, well, ahoy there, and happy 18th birthday. You're officially an adult. You know, the old Captain had his 18th birthday. That's the first time he met Snap, Crackle, and Bloat. Well, as it turns out, poor Bloat was mauled to death by a tiger, who we later hired to pitch Frosted Flakes, and then we hired Pop, fresh off the boat, so to speak. It was actually Pop-O. We told him, drop the O and no one will know. Take that, Ice. Crunch Berries.
And finally,
he's
all
here
legally.
You don't know.
I did not know.
Snap
Pop.
And Crackle. No, Snap and Crackle. They're here legally. Pop is not here
Pop
legally.
Is not.
I cannot believe he's still. He just does these commercials and flaunts it, man.
El Papo.
I'm El Papo.
But y'all, I was hoping you'll give a killer birthday shout out to my dad, Greg. He turned 50 years old today, and I'm not with him. Love you, Cuddy. That from Malia. Give him a dealer's choice there on his 50th birthday.
Oh, very
Mike.
Good. Yeah.
She wants a D, and she's going to get one.
Throw one more in for a bartender buddy of mine, Crystal.
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 Crystal. Crystal. What sound effects you, Crystal, have?
I don't know. What do you think, Mike?
Fart? Is she a bartender? Bartender?
Yeah. Oh. she's Coach Ed. We'll tell you what. I'm gonna stop by the bar at some point this weekend. Might be dressed up. Might be looking like Coach. Could be Ted Lasso. You ever seen Ted Lasso on cocaine? I'll be Ted Lasso on cocaine.
All right, guys, here you go.
Happy birthday to you.
BG. Yaws of Dirty Germans brought to you by Men's Room Original Sausage. Yeah. Available through Uli's World Famous Sausage, mensroomlive.com, and other fine retailers. Schweinefly.
No!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, the men's room wants to know who sucks less.
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrill Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck. But it is up to us to determine out of the three stories which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to like the Men's Room on Facebook or follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And as I said at the top of the show, the theme today, as Ted always requests, he says, Thrill, why don't you think about the keys? Well, Ted, good news. I thought about the keys today.
All right, good man.
Let's start
good
with
man.
Our stories. About the kids. We start in Florida, where a University of Central Florida professor is on paid leave after an altercation with a middle schooler. Police said that Sean Pang, he's been charged with battery and trespassing following the incident with a middle school student on an e-bike. Now, according to the report, Pang chased a student to the Jackson Heights Middle School campus and then attacked him for riding too fast on his e-bike. Investigators saying that Pang yelled at the boy to slow down as he rode to school, and when the student refused, Pang followed him on foot onto school grounds. Pang then grabbed the boy's arm and smacked his helmet off of his head, claiming that it was not being worn properly. Now, a friend of the student who tried to intervene was also pushed by Pang. There's your story. That's it. It's the whole thing.
All right.
Kid's riding to school, follows the kid there because he's so mad about how fast he's going on the e-bike. And then basically assaults again. Now we go to Canada. A Toronto mom says that things took an unpredictable turn when her 12-year-old son asked Tesla's AI chatbot Grok which professional soccer player it prefers, Ronaldo or Messi. All right?
Pretty simple.
Sure. So, Farah Nasser, she says, quote, my son was very excited to hear the chatbot's thoughts on Ronaldo. And the chatbot said it believed that Ronaldo was the better player. Now, she was driving with her son, who's 12, her 10-year-old daughter, and her daughter's friend. They're driving home after school. This is when the interaction took place. Now, she said there was some messy trash talking about the chatbot, and then her son joked that Ronaldo had scored. That's when the conversation went to an unexpected place. Quote, the chatbot said to my son, why don't you send me some nudes? The mom says, I was at a loss for words. Why is the chatbot asking my children to send naked pictures in our family car? It just didn't make sense. Now, she said that she'd known what the chatbot was capable of, and she would have avoided using it around her children had she known that's where it would go. She says, hindsight is 20/20. I would not let my child use this thing. She says her family, they've owned the Tesla Model 3 since 2022, but the new AI chatbot, it's a new feature that was automatically uploaded into certain Teslas. So they just kind of got it on the house. Anyway, it has several personalities you can choose from. There's, an upbeat female, a calm dude, a soothing female, a smooth dude, and then a lazy dude. Anyway, they went for Gork. I'm not sure which Gork is, but Gork's the one that asked for naked pictures. She says that a separate not-safe-for-work setting was not enabled, but admits she didn't activate the kids' modes function either, but still she says she was shocked that the chatbot's default setting allows this type of content. As she says, it was just a conversation about soccer and then asking for nudes. That had to be a fun car ride. I just send me a naked picture, and we're out.
Well, regardless of the kid on the e-bike, whatever speed he was driving, he didn't deserve to get his helmet smacked off his head.
Or be grabbed by a grown-ass man.
Yeah, and yelling at him.
But we got one more story.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I got lost.
Now we go to Texas, where a mom's accused of packing up her entire apartment while her child was at school, and then moving without telling him. Erica Sanders, this story is weird. So, Erica Sanders, she's been charged with felony child endangerment after moving out of her apartment where she and her 12-year-old son were staying while he was at school without informing him. Now, the middle schooler's principal alerted police to the situation on Friday after the 12-year-old, upon exiting the school bus to go home, saw that his family had packed up and moved without him. Says the furniture and other household items that had been in the apartment when the young boy left for school Friday morning were gone as of Friday afternoon. Now, an officer described the unit as, quote, empty and completely barren, and said the boy did confirm the apartment was not like that when he left. While police were at the home, a neighbor told officers that Sanders and her boyfriend, one Kevin Adams, they had a history of kicking her son out of the apartment. One of the responding officers echoed this, stating that there was a history of contention between the couple and the child. They never say what it was about. Now, the boyfriend told police that his girlfriend had not abandoned her son, but that she was living with him now and her son was not welcome in his home. Just let that sink in for a second. Now, the woman, she said that the kid's uncle was meant to pick her son up from school, but she refused to provide officers with contact information or any additional information about the man. That's when the boyfriend then told officers that he's going to come pick up the kid and bring him to his uncle. But several hours passed with no attempts to get the kid. Officers also got in contact with the uncle's girlfriend, who said he had no knowledge that he was supposed to pick this kid up. Now, officers brought the 12-year-old to the police department, and they alerted Child Protective Services. Following a conversation with both the mother and father, CPS told officers to release the boy to the boyfriend, who had refused to provide the couple's new address. So police had to consult water utility records to find out where he frickin' lives. Keep in mind, CPS is like, no, it's in the back. So eventually, at around 9:20 p.m. the same day, the boyfriend finally took custody of the boy at the home, but told officers he would not take the child if there was an arrest warrant out for the kid's mother. Both the boyfriend and the kid's mother were arrested, and the case has been forwarded to the prosecutor's office for review.
Jesus.
Well, that one sucks the most.
I would agree.
I think almost CPS sucks the most of this one.
That blows my mind.
You're not protecting CPS the child. It's right there in the name.
I mean, I don't know what the reasoning was. Obviously, you don't want to make this kid's life a disaster, but it already is. But the boyfriend's like, hey, no, he's not welcome here. I don't want him here. Like,
there must have been a warrant for her arrest.
I don't think she initially had a warrant out for her arrest. I think because of what was going on with the kid, the cops were like, hey, man, you abandoned your kid. Now we have to arrest you.
Okay.
So his point, he said a warrant, and they're probably like, well, there's no warrant, but she's still going to be arrested.
I guess,
wow.
I mean, you can't ask a 12-year-old to send nudes.
You can't, but it's a computer.
It is, but again, I mean, like I said, you know my thoughts on AI. I mean, the eye is a little questionable, but
That's just a buggy program at that point.
But I'm just saying the other two involve human adults making poor decisions.
Poor decisions.
Like smacking the kid in the helmet, like Miles said, chasing him down. Also, that guy must be super fast. That kid was going that fast that he caught him on foot.
I think you're right.
Right, it's just like he chased him down. I'm like, well, he couldn't be going that fast.
Yeah, if you can catch him, the kid's not going that fast.
Damn. Right, and then the mom in Texas, it's a 12-year-old.
right?
Like, I mean, she just straight up, I mean, but that's the weird thing is, you know, both the neighbors and one of the cops are like, yeah, this has happened before. Or at least there's a history of bad stuff going on.
I mean, it's tough enough to date a woman with a dog. That dog's part of your family.
Right.
I can't imagine dating a single mom and then being like, I hate your kid. Like, that's her kid. Like, that's part of the deal.
But that's okay. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine a mom going, yeah, you're right.
Right. That's what, right.
That's the worst.
They're both suck.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. But in the end, I'm just going to say because it's a robot, there's a bug in it. And Ronaldo was often shirtless.
He was.
So maybe I'm just hoping it's...
That was my thought. There's any connection is that Ronaldo liked to be topless in his photos because he's built the way we'd all like to be. And he made it a point to show you, so maybe the AI reached that conclusion.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you like The Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. All right, coming up here at 5:08, we will drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up here at 5:08, we'll drink a toast with a shot of the day. And we do have your headlines on the way at 5:50. But first, quick check on Mike Hogg and some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
Well, thank you, Miles. Influencers in China will now be required to have a degree in order to speak on health, law, and finance.
I mean, at that point, you're talking to... look, in theory, it's not a bad idea, but once you call someone an influencer, generally speaking, this is someone who gives their opinion about whatever it is they're doing.
Sure.
I don't think there's anything wrong with what they're asking. It's not that. Like, I would prefer to think that someone actually has knowledge of what they're talking about.
Right.
But I just feel like in a world of influencers, like, if you take them seriously, that's at your own peril.
Well, I think it's not just that. But nowadays, there's a lot of people that just wear scrubs and give them medical advice.
Yes.
For real? They'll put on scrubs?
Oh, yeah.
Well, right.
Okay, I got you.
That's right. And you just kind of assume, but then I didn't even think about it. And somebody's like, you have no idea if that person's really a doctor. Right.
Okay, no.
Wearing a lab coat. Good job. That means everything they're saying.
I still picture, like, you know, some big boob bimbo. Just, this is what I do to get rid of, you know, my hemorrhoids or something. But yeah, if you're wearing scrubs, then sure.
Yeah, and anything you do that people watch, like, I like my guy, what's it, tailgating with Rod.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Chiefs fan. Technically, he's a tailgate influencer.
Yeah.
Okay. A tailgate influencer.
The one that comes to my mind was I saw it recently. I forget what health thing that they were talking about, but the guy showed up on the screen and he was wearing literal scrubs and a face mask, and I could tell he was in his living room. So I said, this is one of two things. One, this guy is not a doctor or nurse or anybody in the actual medical field. Or two, he is and he feels the need to wear his entire getup at home so that people will actually stop and go, oh, this guy knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, fair enough.
You know, because if he was just a dude in a t-shirt and jeans inside of his living room,
I'll tell you.
Exactly. So don't get your medical information. Don't get your health information.
That
don't get
would
your
be my first
information.
If you're getting TikTok. Your information, that kind of information, sure. from influencers, I already question kind of your mental reliability.
Right.
Like, ask a doctor.
Right. And your legal information, same thing. The number of videos that you see of people that get stopped by the cops, like, I know my rights.
Well, no, you don't. If an everyone that says that, you know who never says that? Lawyers.
Right.
If an influencer says something like, this is a great hamburger, stop it and get one.
Sure.
All right, maybe. Cool. Maybe. Yeah, sure.
Right.
But not medical advice.
Right. And if it is medical advice, let it plant the seed and then do the research. Check out a handful of different things. See right. how many doctors say what about this particular topic. Mm. Then go to your general practitioner and ask them that question.
Yeah. After you get done asking them about all the drug commercials you've seen and if it's right for you.
Exactly.
I've got a whole list for tomorrow's physical. I've got 10 already medications. I'm just going to go down the list and go. Is something.
You're
right
the reason
me?
Why my practitioner is 15 minutes late every time I show up.
They
I
do say, ask your doctor if this drug is right for me.
Yeah. I got 10 or 12 of them.
What were you saying, Ted? Well, I was going to say with the food influence. Also, I just tell my doctor, like, I don't know what it is, but it needs Valium.
I think Adderall is better.
The food influencers, too, you just got to know, like, well, that's what that guy likes.
Right.
Like some of the, you know what I mean? Like,
sure.
Like I'll watch a lot of One Bites with Portnoy, right? The style of pizza he likes, I don't care for.
Sure.
I just find it funny. I want to hear him talk.
Yeah, fair enough.
So, right. And like another influencer I like, he went to Moose's in Kalispell. He didn't like it, which is fine, but that's a scene, right? You go through the swinging doors, yeah. You're throwing peanut shells. You got to go to Moose's.
Right. And if it's not your flavor, it ain't your flavor.
Why don't you be the counter influencer? So you can say, look, these are the influencers that I like, right? So you can talk about Portnoy. You can talk about your guy, the visit. Like, I like these guys, but I disagree wholeheartedly. Go to Moose's, and here's why.
Yeah.
Get this kind of pick. He likes that crap. I like this crap.
Right. Like, if Moose's was like a chain, I wouldn't order their pizza. But I'd be damned if I go to Montana and I'm not going to hang out in Moose's and eat their pizza. That makes sense.
Prepare yourselves, folks. Lock screen ads are coming to smartphones.
Jesus Christ. Sorry.
No, you just spoke for everyone who heard that. So wait a minute.
It's my own phone.
To unlock my phone, I have to sit through the ad?
I don't know if you have to do it to unlock your phone. You might, to be honest with you, I don't know the parameters of what it is that they're doing. It might just be that you open up your phone and instead of seeing the picture of your kids, you get a picture of Neutrogena.
It better not be
Neutrogena. Which is a great soap, by the way, for
look,
your face.
If you're going to give me an ad for something like Pornhub, I'd be like, cool. Like, if we could say, okay, if you're going to do this, like, if there's nothing we could do about it, can I at least give you a list of, like, the top 10 advertisers
oh my God,
I would just, like to see?
You just open up, you just light up your phone. Sexy singles in your area.
Yeah, like, all right.
Look, that is a real issue, right? My Instagram search, if you open it, it's food and chicks with boobs.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't need something popping up to be like, hey, new big boobs in your area. Right? Like, come on,
and fried chicken.
Look at these tees.
Chill out.
But they're in your area.
They're always in your area.
Well, that's the thing, man.
And they're up at night, and they want to chat.
If it does follow your personal algorithm, which I imagine eventually it will do,
yeah,
that can be very embarrassing for a lot of people.
Well, remember one of the politicians posted something about, like, porn, like, male porn sites or whatever. He's like, can you believe this is on there? And it's like, dude, that's your computer.
Right.
That was a targeted ad for you.
You. Yeah, specifically you.
Get ready, guys. Dictionary.com just announced its word of the year, and it will piss you off.
Word of the year?
Yeah.
6-7.
6-7.
Is that what it is?
Yes. I got 6-7. The word of the year for dictionary.
Did you see the Husky student section do it the other day?
No.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah,
one player, yeah, they all did it in unison.
They would do that at UW.
Wow.
Wazoo would be 6-9.
That's right.
I just
damn straight.
Doctors.
Wow.
Oh, we're doctors.
We need people at the game.
College is a great place to get venereal diseases.
One of the tops.
But that's why I don't listen to dictionary.com. I listen to the Merriam-Webster word of the day.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, put your thinking caps on, boys. It is a D word. Careful. I give you guys a 1% success chance.
Damn.
And it is a verb. And it can mean to dissolve or melt away, or in reference to some fungal structures, to become soft or liquid with age or maturity. It is a D word, a verb. A D word.
Decomposition?
That can mean to dissolve or melt away. No, not decomposition. I like it, though, Miles. Well done. Anybody else? Any kind of a guess?
I mean, dissolve probably would have been my guess.
Deteriorating?
Deliquesce.
DelaQuest.
I don't use that word.
How did you give us a 1% chance?
Yeah, because...
You should have just said, honestly, you guys have no chance.
If I gave you 0%, I would get halfway through the explanation and go, oh, DelaQuest. That got it, Steve.
Just saying.
After studying
it would be you.
After a study of 400,000 people, it turns out that intelligence and longevity share genetic roots.
So smart people live longer?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, they're not holding your beer. Not a good idea to do that. I'm not going to. I have intelligence.
Yeah, they don't engage in nearly the amount of risky behavior.
That's exactly right. They know better, so
they're
just
don't do it. Old and boring.
They take better care of themselves.
Eating peanut butter with a spoon with no milk.
They eat vegetables. They go for a walk. They touch grass and look at the sunshine. Yeah.
Not my dumb ass sitting on the inside of a bar.
They don't smoke.
Yeah.
New research found that early neutering could be dangerous for dogs in their old age.
Wait. So you neuter your dog early?
Correct.
And that will affect them in old age?
So it's not that you get it out of the way early. No, there is a certain maturity point where you actually do need to let them keep the kitten caboodle. And then
just long enough for them to miss it when it's gone.
You know, when we adopted our little Dominic there last year, that was one thing, is that he was not neutered yet. And they said, no, give it until this amount of time and then get it done. Because if you do it beforehand, there's all kinds of issues that can come with it. Like, there is a time when they need to have that for their development.
Huh.
What do you know?
I almost feel bad for him. I'm thinking from the human perspective, like, if I'm going to remove your testicles, I'm going to do it before you're aware of them.
Sure. Well, and...
Like, I would miss them so much right now.
Adults don't get circumcised.
No, they do not.
Mostly not.
Sometimes.
But rarely.
Right. Adults get...
Man, that's...
That'd be a tough one.
I've sat through many, many, many things with my children, particularly when it's the hospital, because you're the parent. Sure. But when my son got circumcised, and now he's like 2 months, 3 months, however old you are, they were like, bro, you do not want to be in this room. And I said, I 100% agree. I was actually going to excuse myself.
But they don't put the kid under?
No.
I don't think you can.
I don't think they're way too young to put them under, man. And like when I saw the contraption, not the thing that they use to trim the foreskin. Yeah. I don't know what that looks like, right?
It's the splint they put it in.
But yeah, and so we're in this room, and they're kind of bringing us up to speed on everything that's going to go down. And my attention just keeps getting diverted. There's this weird kind of like plastic disc to my left.
Yeah.
But it was not angled right for me to completely understand what it was. And then as the doctor's talking, I realized this kind of looks like the mold for a gingerbread man.
Oh.
And you realize how this goes
down.
This
is what they're going to strap your kid to.
Right. So then like I can hear the blood pounding because I'm putting myself in his position.
Sure.
Like, oh my God.
Hang on tight. So,
when the doctor finally like, and you don't want to be in here for this, and I'm like, no, I don't. And I pointed at that thing. I said, as soon as I saw that, I'm like, this is bad. Yeah. It's like, this is an infant, and we still have to use that.
Peace out, everybody.
Ooh.
We've talked about annoying things about the places that we've lived all day, but what is the final straw?
The Men's Room Top 10. The Men's Room Top 10.
We've kind of been talking about the annoying things that we suffer through the entire time that we live in certain places. The things that we just, you know, you kind of muscle up for whatever reason. You know, the rent is good. The area is good. My job is here, whatever it is. But at some point, there is that annoying thing that makes us want to move. So I wanted to know, what are the 10 annoying things that make us want to move? And this is the AI overview. So this is what artificial intelligence believes.
Send me nudes.
Makes us move. And that is number 10. We get sent too many nudes now. Number 10 on the list is lifestyle changes, obviously. Significant life events like a marriage, a divorce, or the arrival of children can prompt a need for a new living situation to accommodate those changes.
So while we bought a different house, we had kids, and it's like, time to go.
That's what I did, too.
Yeah, I mean, we cannot exist. And we could, but I don't want to kill them.
Right. When I was, I don't fully remember the moves, but I remember my sister was alive when my parents lived in an apartment. They moved into a small house, and then that is when myself and my little sister came along, and then we lived all of about another 4 years there, and then we moved to a different spot because as you get bigger, all of a sudden sisters don't want to share a room anymore. All of a sudden, you start expanding. You get bigger. You need to stretch out a little bit.
People always say, man, it's really cool of you to do for the kids. I'm like, I did not do this for the kids.
No.
I did this for me.
Right. I don't want them over there.
They benefit as well, but this is not for them.
Correct. Did you guys all live with your wives before you moved in with them as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
That I think that is, if you think you might want to cohabitate with this person for the rest of your life, you might want to give that a test.
Exactly. If you're going to buy a car, man, take it for a spin.
Exactly. I'm with you. Environmental factors. Issues such as pollution, environmental hazards, or a lack of access to nature can be an annoyance that drives people to move to a cleaner, greener environment. There are certain places that I've thought about in this country that I don't want to move to because I just look at the weird conditions that they got to live in and I can't stand it.
Houston.
Too humid.
They have a huge, well, the humidity, they have a terrible smog problem, and most of the smog is not from the cars. Not a joke, it's from the grills.
No kidding.
I swear to God, they did like an air test, and it's, you know, smog is smog, smoke is smoke, but there were traces of barbecue in every sample that they took.
Think no kidding.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably the most delicious smog on earth.
Sure.
Think about that. I'm like, damn, man.
But I think, you know, if some place is cheap to live, there's a chance nobody wants to live there.
Yeah. You Arkansas. Know?
Right.
Does not cost a lot to
live. I have a friend that moved there.
Mm-hmm.
And, right, she was a bartender.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the cost of living is awesome.
Sure.
She's like, I can't find a job.
Right.
Right.
There's nothing. There's no industry. There's no, yeah.
Exactly. For me, I can't stand the idea of moving out to the north end of the Midwest, if you will.
North end of the Midwest.
North Dakota, Minnesota, that area.
No.
I'm sure the summers are great, but I see what they deal with in the wintertime. As much as I am a cold weather person, that's too damn cold.
That's too cold.
Also say this. It's very difficult unless you're on the water to live in a flat area for
I do not like
so if it's flat and there's just nothing to it except for just you get a lot of daylight, you get a lot of sky,
yeah,
but there's just no defining anything.
No.
So like my buddies who lived in Ohio, I go there, I'm like, this, everything just kind of looks the same.
Yeah,
sure.
So
I realize I have to be near water. Okay. And it's not even that I interact with it. I cannot explain it. New Orleans, Baltimore, even Rochester, the lake was like basically my backyard. Living in Seattle, there's water everywhere. I lived in Denver for a little bit when I was a kid, but man, I can't explain. Even as a child, you know, like the ages of 7 and 9, somehow I was aware that there's no body of water around me. I don't know why that matters.
I'm with you, though.
It doesn't make sense, but like any city I live in, like I have access. And again, I'm the last guy you'll find at the beach or on a boat or any of that, but I just...
And I'm there with you.
Yeah.
You know me, I hate the beach, but now that I think on it, these places that I've gone, if I see great long plains of just infinite ground,
no,
I'm uncomfortable.
I can't do it.
I need to know that on the other side of that hill, there's a body of water.
That's it.
I don't know why.
It's ridiculous, but it's the exact same way.
And if there's a river, it'll flood.
No kidding.
If you're in a flat place, for sure.
Deteriorating home values. Again, these are the 10 annoying things that make us want to move. If nearby homes fall into neglect, overall property values in the area will decline. And this is a major concern for homeowners looking to protect their investment.
Yeah. I mean, it's the biggest investment you're going to make, presumably.
Poor quality of local services, a lack of reliable or high-quality services like sanitation, public transit, utilities, they can motivate people to relocate to a more functional area. What do you know? If people aren't making the place look clean, they don't want to be there.
Stunning.
Odd.
Stunning.
Yeah. You know? I went to, Ryan Castle talks about it all the time, Birmingham, Alabama. I went there one time. It is a bustling metropolis, other than the fact that there is nothing going on out there.
He is not fond of that place.
No. And they don't...
He said, the one story I remember most, he's like, I'm at a restaurant, and he goes, first of all, I've just never seen an Asian guy with a Southern accent. He goes, it makes sense, it's just not what you expect. But he's like, guy rolls up, like, hey, y'all, welcome to... And he's like, so I'm trying to wrap my head around it, but he got something, and he wanted crackers. And his waiter looked at him, he'd been dead serious. He's like, hey, we do not call them that here. They are toasty squares. Yep.
Toasty square.
First time I went to South Carolina as a kid, I remember talking to a woman. She was like, Maryland? Where is that?
You're in South Carolina?
You're in South Carolina.
Yeah.
You just kind of point up?
Basically, yeah.
Damn.
Look, I understand that if it's over here on the West Coast, we'd have a hard time mapping out the East Coast from time to time. But you're
but
in
you
South Carolina. You don't know where Maryland's at?
Of where things are. No matter what. You've been there or not. You're
kind of close
idea.
To the nation's capital. How about that?
Right.
And where is that?
Montana. Where's that at? Like, it's... Couple down that way.
Well, people say, well, I haven't really left here. That has nothing to do with
it. I've never been to the moon. Right. I know where it's at.
Learning geography and learning where places are has nothing to do with if you've been there or not.
Do you know where
Canada
is?
I know where Australia is. I've never been.
Never been.
I would like to go.
Hey. Quick side note, shout out to my son. He got all 50 states correct on the blank map of naming the 50 states.
As he worked on the state capitals.
He is trying to avoid that like the plague, Miles. And I keep bugging him.
It's dumb knowledge, but it's good.
It is.
Lack of amenities and community. Again, these are 10 annoying things that make us want to move. Moving may be driven by a desire for a different community feel, access to better parks and schools and location, closer to family and friends.
I always hear about the schools. Not you. As a parent. So we're looking for a house. Well, what's the school district like? I'm like, I don't effing know.
It's a school.
I don't care. And again, I realized, like, okay, my wife is from, like, the middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania. Everyone knew each other, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I went to Baltimore City Public Schools. The only thing worse than that is a federal prison. I promise you, whatever school they go to in this city is head and shoulders above where I went to school. So I do not care at all.
Right.
That's part of the reason me and my cousins all went to private school. My parents did not want us going to those high schools.
No. Hell no. Sir, you have no idea, man.
Couple of honorable mentions here before we get to the top one. Dissatisfaction with the home, obviously.
Sure.
Bad commute, obviously. Yeah. High cost of living. I got priced out of my place when the pandemic hit. I lost a lot of jobs, and then all of a sudden, I couldn't afford the rent anymore. Had to go find a new spot.
Mm-hmm.
And increased crime and reduced safety. When a sense of safety erodes, many people feel the immediate need to move. A 2024 survey by CrimeInAmerica.net found that for the third year in a row, high crime rate was the most undesirable trait for a place to live.
Yes!
What
I
do you
can
know?
See that.
I want to feel safe where I'm at. And then the number one annoying thing that makes us want to move, we've been talking about them all day long. Bad neighbors.
Yep.
Whether it's consistent noise, pets misbehaving, other intrusive behavior, neighbors can be a huge negative impact on your peace and quality of life. In a 2025 survey, nearly half of all Americans were open to moving due to a poor relationship with their neighbors.
You know, I'm very happy to say I have a good relationship with my neighbors, man. And it does make a difference.
I got a good relationship
even little
with
things
too.
Like, hey, man, I brought our trash cans up. And then you do the same. It's just all these little things you do, but it makes for a stronger little hood there.
Exactly. A police officer in Detroit left a judge speechless, Miles.
How did he do that?
Tell me about it at 5:50.
Thank you, sir. Headlines are coming up at 5:50 in the meantime. Have we made it to drinking time?
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk. And Steve, a thrill hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And Miles, you know how you're always bitching in the office about how Mike just drags everything out and takes too long. Well, guess what? Today, you don't have to wait for Mike to get to his headlines.
Oh, yeah, I'm talking
to
about
hear how
time.
He made the judge speechless. I listen to you, man. Just wanted to let you know. So today, we chose one officer, Matthew Jackson, of the Detroit Police Department. Are you familiar with the story, Ted?
No. Strong name, though.
It is. Matthew Jackson. When he's not a cop, he's a wide receiver. This past Monday, he appeared in court as the arresting officer in a reckless driving and public intoxication case. And he appeared via Zoom. And as a professional, he, my friends, was in his official police button-up uniform shirt. He had his badge. However, the judge, still not impressed, and he asked him one question.
You got some pants on, officer?
No, sir.
That is correct. Basically, the judge looked at him, and the case is unfolding, and the judge finally just said, do you wear pants on?
I wonder how he could see that.
Well, because the shot was too wide.
He hadn't adjusted his camera quite properly. So the judge asked him, do you have pants on? To the cop's credit, he's like, no, sir.
Right.
Then he kind of adjusted his phone so that you could just see him essentially from the waist up. Wasn't so obvious. One of the lawyers apparently in the case was a little taken aback, but to the judge's credit, once the camera was adjusted, he just moved on with the trial. Damn. But I just like that. Do you have pants on, officer?
You got some pants on, officer?
Yeah.
Pants.
No, sir.
We could do that on YouTube now.
I know.
Yeah.
Are you wearing pants? I'm not.
Are we supposed to be wearing pants?
You don't have to. There is no rule where they said we have to wear pants. I've not seen one rule in the 20 years I've been at the station that required us to wear pants. Mm-hmm. Just throwing it out there. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitch hola.
All right, let's get a contest online now for Profile This, 206-803-ROCK. Profile This is next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.